baby, with some Walla Voodoo. Yeah, nice. That was from Dark Planet. That was a great band, Walla Voodoo. That was last weekend. In front of that, we heard Lloyd Cole and the Commotions doing Last Weekend. We heard Weekend by the Ding Dongs, and we heard Party Weekend by Joe King Carrasco. Does that song say 80s all over it? Yes, it does. Has that and the bad production value of like a cheap 80s studio. So pretty awesome stuff there. Here comes the Weekend, the Jam, and Zombo right here. Actually, just hanging out with you guys. Let me tell you something real quick here. Hey, you remember that gift you got years ago? Yeah, like the one you got me years ago? Some savings bonds? I'd like to thank you guys for sending me savings bonds, you know? Because I might be one of a million Americans who don't even care about savings bonds. And there's billions of dollars in Series E savings bonds that are over 30 years old, and they're stopped earning interest. And the day you got them, they had no interest from the get-go. Find out where you have your old savings bonds. That's right, they're worth 4 to 5 times their face value. Go to treasuryhunt.gov. There you go. So find, you put that, what's that really going to tell you? You go to treasuryhunt.gov. It's going to say, hey, did you look in that underpants drawer? Underneath the underpants. Did you look in there? Ah, there they are. Oh, nope. That's a dirty magazine. How about you check in that top cupboard? That right above the refrigerator that you can't even access? You want to go in there and look in that? Talk about wasted space. Why would they even put cupboards on top of a refrigerator? Like, you got to, this is useless. It's the stuff you shouldn't even have to begin with. There's things you just can't get rid of, but you will never use and you never need. And that's the beginning of being a hoarder. You know, you just get stuff and go, well, I want to use that someday. Really? That's like a piece of string in the wire. Yeah, but I might need that. And a paper clip. Really? Yeah, but I just don't have the I might need it. I might need that. You never need it. And then it's going to be in your estate sale. Someone's going to go through and they go, hey, look at this. It's a paper clip, a piece of string and a wire. I can use that for 5 cents. Then that person takes it. Okay? And it ends up in his estate sale. And then and it all ends up in a landfill sooner or later. But, you know, just get rid of stuff. Just get rid of stuff you don't need. If you find savings bonds, throw those damn things out too. I don't care. Make a clean sweep of your life. You know, look at that thing. If you haven't worn a pair of pants, a pair of shoes, if you haven't worn them in a year, that's the rule. If you haven't worn this thing in a year, chances are next year you're not going to wear it, and the year after that you're not going to wear it. So just get rid of it. And it doesn't matter if you donate it to like a Salvation Army or a landfill. It's all going to end up there sooner or later. And I always wonder what's in those boxes. You know, give like there's boxes that say Planet Clothes or Planet Shoes. Put your clothes in here, you know. Then you wonder where it goes. I saw an article. But what they do with that is they send it out and they shred it up and it goes in a landfill. If there's anything of any value, they have somebody like go on eBay. Hey, look at this. It's an old Smith's t-shirt. Wow, look at that. This old Smith's t-shirt is worth $45. This person just threw this old Smith's t-shirt out. Or it just goes to somebody in Zimbabwe and well, look at this. It's a Smith's t-shirt. Who are the Smiths? I don't know. But it looks like this guy doesn't like black people. The guy in the shirt looks like a racist to me. That's the bummer, because me and that guy have exactly the same birthday to the day and year. Talking about Morrissey. Yeah. Or Quillaby if you watch The Simpsons. But yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. We have the same birthday. And so yeah, needless to say, let's get into some more weekend stuff, some week stuff. It's all songs about the week, and we're finding a nice little weekend groove here. You know, it is. This is what a great little sub theme on a Friday is to do songs about the weekend, because the weekend actually starts at 10 o'clock. So the minute I hit this radio waves, it's the weekend. It is the weekend at 10 o'clock. You know, do nothing, listen to the show, watch over your shoulder, make sure your supervisor doesn't catch you. catch you listening to this. You know, make sure you have your screensaver set up with like some pornography or solitaire. And then he'll just think, oh, he's just goofing off. He's not listening to the Zombo show. He's actually goofing off with something that I would do, right? Ah, yeah, the boss probably playing solitaire or looking at porn on Friday. But definitely not wasting time with this show. Yeah, because this show ain't boss material. You're not going to find somebody in upper management listening to this show. Uh-uh. We're going to do Living for the Weekend by the OJs. Zombo in Your Brain, RCT. Yeah.
Bye. They'll be through that door in less than a minute now. Don't forget to tell the boys how I went out, chuckling at danger, laughing at fear, and in general, acting like a complete idiot. Say goodbye to all the other agents. I never had a chance to learn some of their numbers, but I'll miss them all. Say goodbye to the boys in the camouflage department, if you can find them. As for the fellas in the code room, well, just tell them simply 655-219-7811. I've had a lot of wonderful memories. Mornings practicing self-defense and afternoons in first aid. Spending endless hours with trained killers, thieves, and traitors, each one more dedicated than the last. I don't want to get sentimental, but I'd like to leave a special message for Agent 99. I've never really had a chance to tell her this before, but she's really a great guy. And as far as the chief is concerned, well, we've been through a lot together. I like to think of him the way I left him this morning, when Arik came up to his office from the laboratory to show us his latest development, the Detectotune, a machine that can construct whole melodies from just a few random musical notes.
Now, our one clue is the melody you heard just before the murder. Oh, Arik, is the Detectotune ready?
Yes, Chief.
Good.
How does it work? Well, the Detectotune can reconstruct any melody in the same way that a criminal's face can be reconstructed from the descriptions of witnesses. Now, can you remember any of the notes that you heard?
Just hum anything you remember, Max.
Let me see now, Chief. Da, 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 do, da, da. A little faster than that.
Sorry, Chief. I'm trying to get it, Max. This may be vital.
All right, Chief. Now, let me see. Da, 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 da.
Bum, bum, bum.
No, 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 no. Da, 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 dee, da, da.
Da, da, da,
da, dee, da, da.
Heart of my heart. Oh, I love that melody, love the melody. Heart of my heart brings back a memory. When we were kids on the corner of the street. We were rough and ready.
What are you doing, Max?
I'm putting you down for the lead in the spy frolics, Chief.
Max!
There's Pike Caliero and Weekender. Before that, we heard Weekend Vampire by Don Adams and Art Becker from like a comedy album. And then we started off with Living for the Weekend, and that was by the OJs. And, you know, it made me think, why they actually, you know, because all these songs, like, I got paid today, it's Friday, I'm going to party. You know, that's why they pay people on Friday. It's not to be nice to you. It's to make you spend your, waste your money on frivolous things like fun, other than, you know, say, for example, your payday was on a Tuesday. You know, you get paid on Tuesday and you're thinking, ah, okay, I should pay these bills. Oh, man, I should do this. Hey, there's this investment I can do. I can squirrel some money away. But if you get it on Friday, you're crushed from the week. You feel you need some relief. And you do, and you blow all that dough on Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday, and you're broke Monday. That's how they want it to be. They want to keep you on that hamster treadmill. And the best way to do it is to keep you broke and to keep you stupid. Keep you broke, stupid, and scared. If they can keep the average person broke, stupid, and scared, yeah, they got you, man. They got you. Mm-hmm. So what? Big deal. Yeah, you're happy on the weekend. That's all that matters, right? That's right. You know, because this is interesting. There's a training film that they used to show in high school, and it was about how great it was. I forget what the ratio was, but it was like a 23, 28, something or other. It was like numbers, and it was like, oh, you know, you work 8 hours a day, and then you got 8 hours of freedom. And then you got another 8 hours of sleeping time. And then that's all it is. And then on the weekend, you have all this time off. So do your job. Do your job for 8 hours a day. Do your job. Go do a job. Go to job. And then we're just hammering that. Like, all you have to do is just 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, That's all you got to do. And then you're going to, then life is fantastic. No, you made your boss a big pile of moolah, and you got a little bit of that. It's all a trick, you know. And it's a great trick. Money is the greatest story that's ever been told. It's the biggest. Just because it's a piece of paper that you look and we all agree that what that's worth. It's kind of neat. It is so creepy that it's just this crazy belief system that we have. You know, you believe that, you know, this is worth something. Well, we all believe it's worth something. You know, try taking a $100 bill to, you know, I don't know, Antarctica and try and buy some whale blubber with it. What's this? It's $100. Well, what's that mean to me? It means nothing. This whale blubber is worth more than that $100. I don't know. That's a piece of paper. I can't even start a decent fire with that. There you go with that. But enjoy. Enjoy your weekend. That's what I say. I'm glad that it's that way. You know, you used to have a roller coaster of a life. You know, it's that uphill Monday through Friday. Then Friday, 10 o'clock comes and you zoom down. You climb up that hill and you sled ride. You toboggan it down all the way to Sunday. And then Monday, you're all beat up. Start over. Friday, you listen to the show. You don't care. That's nice. All right. I got a request for Kelbs that I got to play for him. He sent me once again. He always sends me his wonderful, wonderful cards. The guy single-handedly keeps Hallmark in business. You know, because he buys the top line cards. He buys the top line cards, which not too many people do. You know, and that's something else. All right, he wants to hear "Weekend Off" by Little Charlie and the Nightcats, and you know what? I can be bribed.
Got the weekend off, it's my time to play. I got the weekend off, it's my time to play. I'm gonna grab my bed and make my getaway. I got the weekend off. Boss man off my back. I got the weekend off. Boss man off of my back. So I feel so good that I don't know how to act. Now all day Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday seem like the week was never gonna end. Now here comes Thursday, Friday night. I got my pay, get out my way.
Something for the Kelvs, and that was from the album That's Big, and that's Little Charlie and the Nightcats with a Weekend Off. You're listening to WRCT Zombo right in your brain. And you know, it's kind of funny when you actually think, okay, yeah, we got this whole thing with the work and the job, and you know, Friday, the weekend, spend, and it's like a horrible you know, vicious cycle for you, right? Then you get the people that are like, you know, all about the anarchy. You know, they want the whole system just destroyed. And then this is kind of interesting because I think there's a and it involves like a bit of fascism too, where they just want to just destroy everything and start over. You know, they want to be like, that's why people like zombie shows, like The Walking Dead. They like that because it's a survival thing. You know, they feel alive. It's kind of like how the Klingons are, right? Was it the Klingons or the... Yeah, the Klingons, they're like, you go out in a blaze of glory. Yeah, I can't see no Klingon sitting around doing a 9-to-5 job. No, Klingons are all about anarchy. And I think a lot of people like that idea of just completely dismantling society and going back to, but you realize how horrible that is? You know, my, and that's the thing that gets me. People have like wear the anarchy patches, you know, up there, like, you know, they have the Misfit Skull t-shirt and they have like the anarchy jacket with the anarchy sign. You realize what, how not fun anarchy is? Anarchy is getting hit on the head with a rock, somebody emptying your pockets out, and then maybe cutting your tongue out to be funny, and there's zero consequence because it's anarchy. It is the most brutal, horrible people are at the top. And that, like, the brutal and horrible people are at the top now, but this is a whole different strain of beautiful, brutal people. The brutal people at the top now are like the guys or Illuminati's. They control all the money, they control all the stuff, and but they give you just enough. They find that balance of giving you just enough not to revolt. Now you can like pretend to revolt, you know. But if it gets, see, like with the French Revolution, that's where the tipping line was. The tipping line was, well, they're hungry. Uh-oh. Now they haven't got their basic needs met. And they see people that are at the top having a party. Well, obviously, that resentment just grew to the point of them chopping their heads off. People dream of that now. It is not even remotely that close to being that bad. But there's people that want to dismantle the whole system because they have that Klingon instinct. There's a lot of Klingons out there. I know I don't, sometimes I don't wipe correctly. I get lots of Klingons. But I'm just telling you, there's people out there that just really want chaos, and they'll go about it different ways. They can go about it all different ways. You know, they can vote for ridiculous candidates. They cannot vote at all. They can just basically do all they can to protest and just go against everything. Now, there's protests, some good things. It does some good things. But if you protest, if you, I just think that just man, I, because I'm not, I got a good spot. I got a good spot on the hill. Maybe that's why I can't complain. I got a good spot on the hill, man. I'm sitting down and I ain't got a care in the world. That's a nice thing. But I don't want anybody blowing it for me, you know? I don't want anybody like saying, okay, now we're going to overturn everything. Eh, well, as long as it just lasts another 25 years, then all hell can break loose. Just don't, if you're thinking of dismantling the government and dismantling society and dismantling, please wait 25 years. All I'm asking you, let me live out this 25 years without having to scrap for a can of beans, without having to hit somebody over the head with a rock, just go I can have some clean drinking water. Please, don't do that. Just give me 25 years, and then you can do whatever you want. All right? Hey, you know, what was I going to tell you here? Okay, we got that. Oh, Parkinson's. There you go. Parkinson's disease affects 1 million people in the U.S. and Canada, and people who have the disease can have a meaningful and productive life. Guidelines from the American Neurological Society make early and accurate diagnosis to optimize proven things and proven theories. Let's see here. Learn diagnosis and have a meaningful life. There you go. They can do that with Parkinson's. You know, and who in there? This got me to think, all right? Okay, here's the thing. I was at the post office last week, and this poor clerk back there was getting berated by a customer. And yeah, she was yelling and pounding the counter and yelling at this person for doing, number one, it's not that great of a job from the get-go, you know? And, you know, albeit the person that worked there really wasn't a lightning rod, but still no abuse. Yeah, people coming in and abusing people in the public eye, people that complain. I mean, it was nasty. I had to leave because this woman was just getting, luckily there was plexiglass up there left over from COVID. She was just yelling at this person and just saying, what's your name? I'm going to report you. Does this person really, it's already a crummy job. She's already shackled into this horrible cycle, you know, and the only escape out is either death or anarchy. And both of those stink, you know. So needless to say, I got to thinking, how can we make society better? How can we make people more better people, more civil people? How can we get people not being so abusive to each other? And I thought of this while reading this Parkinson's thing. Say, for example, she's yelling at this person like crazy. Just I put these amount of stamps on this kind of envelope, and this is what, and then let me speak to your manager. And the manager comes out. And he's got like, you know, Michael J. Fox degree Parkinson's. He's like, woo, just all over the place. There's the palsy, the shivering, the slurred speech. And says, can I help you? Yes, I'm the manager. Flailing all over. Do you think anybody in their right mind is going to yell at that guy? Do you think that that person all of a sudden is going to go, yeah, these stamps, and the guy's got like full-blown Parkinson's? Who in their right mind is going to yell at somebody who's got full-blown Parkinson's? So that makes people hopefully make them think and say, wow, this isn't that big of a problem. The stamps on the envelope isn't this big of a problem. This person's got full-blown Parkinson's, and I'm complaining about 9 cents that's on an envelope. And then all of a sudden, it goes, okay, that's cool. No problem. So there we go. People learn how to respect and calm it down just because they're given a perspective. Like, for example, you're at the, what is a good place that people get yelled at? Say, Target. You're at Target, and somebody's trying to return underwear or a bathing suit they already wore. They know they can't return it, but they always got the customer is always right kind of thing. So they're yelling at this poor clerk, and the clerk goes, let me get my manager. And a manager comes out, and he is a old veteran, and he has half his limbs from a explosive that got him, and he comes out in a wheelchair. This person's going to yell at that guy in the wheelchair about underwear and a bathing suit that they want returned? All of a sudden, it's kind of like, yeah, let me get the manager. You can yell at him. Dude wheels out. Dude, we look like Sergeant Dan, Lieutenant Dan from, Forrest Gump. All of a sudden, it's like, we're good. I'll take my underwear and my bathing suit home. There. You learned a little bit of a lesson there. You'd said, okay, it's not that big of a deal when you see a bigger picture. Worse yet, people that go into a restaurant and yell at the server. The service is slow. This food is terrible. It's unacceptable. And you know, the worst thing about that, when people do that, they've been fed into that they can get something for free. They can get, you didn't like your steak. You said it was unacceptable and inedible, but it's almost all, you ate it all. But you said it was the worst steak you ever, and you're going to tell, let me give you a free piece of cake. Let me give you a free dessert. I know people that do this. They will go into a restaurant and complain just to see if they can get free dessert. So what I would like to see happen is someone come out, and they're doing their spiel. This fish is undercooked. This tastes terrible. I think I'm going to get food poisoning. I'm going to give you a bad Yelp review. Let me go get the manager. Manager comes out. Manager has Down syndrome. Who's going to yell at him or her? Who's going to yell? This steak is unacceptable. And the person just standing there looking at him, you know? And all of a sudden, that person feels so tiny and so horrible. You know, just because their little problem and they want to yell at somebody like, you know, that's got a real problem in their life, you know. So I was thinking, so then you think, OK, but there's very horrible people out there. There's going to be people that are still going to yell at somebody with Parkinson's or still yell at somebody with Down syndrome, still yell at somebody in a wheelchair. Really? You know what you do then? You have the whole thing on videotape. You say, well, you know, you're on surveillance now. We're going to turn surveillance cameras on. Here comes the manager. He's going to limp out here and you're going to tell him you're going to really give it to him like you did this poor server over here. You know, they're not going to do it. And if they do, boom, our old friend social media will destroy their lives. Can you imagine someone going to work the next day? Hey, here's a video of Jim, and he's yelling at a dude at Parkinson's. Look at this guy. We're going to have a talk here, buddy. You know, this kind of behavior is unacceptable in society. So all it is, and the other thing, bratty kids, horrible kids in like the Giant Eagle, and they want 3 boxes of cereal, and they're only allowed 2, and they're having a temper tantrum in the aisle. They're rolling around, they want their 3 boxes of cereal. All of a sudden, over the intercom, they go, code Cody on channel 3, code Cody, or better yet, code Hunter or Trapper. Or Major, like one of these like heathen names that everybody gives their kids now. What's your kid's name? Oh, my kid's name's Trippy. Trippy? What's your kid's name? My kid's name's Major. Who's that? That's Apollo. Who's giving these kids these heathen names? So needless to say, it's Code Cody. And Code Cody, they bring out this dude. He's at death's door. He's been smoking his whole life. He starts smoking when he was 12 years old. He's got one lung. He looks like a walking skeleton. Looks like a ghoul. The dark circles under his eyes. And he barely makes it down the aisle to the kid. And he puts, and his one lung's missing. His esophagus is gone. He puts up one of those vibrating things and goes, Cody, you only can have two boxes of cereal. He says it right in that kid's face. The kid is just broke. He is just, and he sees this person that was just such a victim of cancer and smoking. And right in his face, telling him he can only have two boxes of cereal, not three. That kid is never, ever going to ask for three boxes of cereal ever again. He's going to learn some manners just because this dude came down there and pretty much scared the bejesus out of him. He's going to be scarred the rest of his life, and that's a good thing. He's going to stop being such a brat just because he saw something that really made his problem non-existent. His problem non-existent. And that, honestly, and say, for example, too, like guys like that, they're it's sad, but their whole money, they're broke. Their whole money goes into hospice, and it goes into, I know so many people going broke over cancer, going broke over hospice, and they basically drain their family. This is unheard of. So what you do is this. This is the payoff. This is how it all evens out. You tell the dude that's got like maybe 2-3 months to live. He just with all the throat can all that stuff. They tell him is, listen, you work here at the Giant Eagle for like a week. You work here 2 weeks. We're gonna pay all your family's medical bills because really, you know, it's all like an illusion anyhow. Health insurance is all an illusion. They can just wave a magic wand and say, well, that's nothing. Those pills that were $89 each, they're free now. They wave a magic. So they just say, you work here for a week, and we will clear all of your hospice bills. And you're making the world a better place, you know, with your remaining time. You're making the world a better place. You're teaching that kid some manners. You're teaching these people that are just so bratty. They never grow up. They never grow up. You're teaching them a valuable lesson. You're teaching them a valuable lesson. You're teaching them how to be decent human beings. It's like pressing that reset button and saying, there you go. There you go. Your problem means nothing. Your problem means nothing. Now try and be a better person. There you be with that. How about some more music? Going back to the weekend thing here, right? That's right. Oh, and another thing. Big babies that want all the IT guys. All the IT guys, you know, they can't figure stuff out. You can figure stuff out on your computer. Believe me, you can figure stuff out. You call the IT guy and you get your password's wrong and the system isn't recognizing your password. So you call the IT guy. What you do is you hire people that have like a really bad speech impediment or Bell's palsy. You call them and they go, hey, my password thing is I can't log on. Gurgurinara. All you have to do is that. What? After a few minutes, let me speak to your manager. Get the manager out. The manager goes, gang, 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 gang. He's like, what? Gang, 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 gang. Yeah, the manager had a massive stroke 2 years ago, and all he can say is, gurn, 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 gurn. Eventually, these people are on the other line of gun going, you know what? I think I can figure this out on my own. I think I can figure my IT problem out on my own. I can either unplug, and most of it is unplug your computer and start it back up again. That's pretty much all you really need to do. That's all you need to know. Or say, lost your password, get a new one. Not call the IT guy every time you have a stupid little problem. You know, so that's why they should start hiring people that have that really have a hard time being understood. You know, I'm just saying, like hair lip, whatever. And those are your IT guys. You need to grow up and start figuring your computer out on your own. There you go. Self-reliance. Stop complaining and stop being coddled. Boom. Those are the reset buttons. Long live the weekend. The living end. Zombo in your brain.
spend a few days. I went to Havana to look at the natives, to study their customs, their picturesque ways. In searching for some local color, I ran across a Cuban gent, and he was such a big sensation, I forgot the population. He showed me the city, he taught me the customs. My trip to Havana was quite a success. We had Bacardi, I forgot the clock, so we were tardy in returning to the dock. Though I delayed it, even dropped my shawl, the Cuban made it as they gave the final call. Darn it all.
Mildred Bailey with Weekend of a Private Secretary, Weekend in the Dust, David Byrne, and St. Vincent. And then we heard Weekend Warrior by the Bad Mojos, and started off with The Living End with Long Live the Weekend. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Noon o'clock. Noon o'clock. Yeah, just about. And it is the 24th day of May in the year of 2024. And it is good to be here with you. It is nice. I'm getting some fabulous phone calls, some nice emails, some wonderful texts. It is, this is why that I like to keep this, like, just between us. Keep this radio show just between us. That's just you, me, and hanging out and just kind of pointing our finger at the world and just going, yep, that's something. Or I find it more like, and I use this analogy a lot, big mess in front of you, horrible things, and just as far as the world in general. And you look at it like Mr. Spock in that one episode of Star Trek where that weird thing is floating around in front of the ship and everybody is losing it. Everybody's freaking out. They're screaming, they're crying, and Spock looks at it and just says, fascinating. That's how you got to go about it. You have to go, life is fascinating. And it's fascinating, just in quotes. It's fascinating, terrifying, it's fascinating, wondrous, it's fascinating. It's absolutely borderline senseless, fascinating. And it is borderline pointless, yet fascinating. Yeah. All right, Viva la Weekend, Stereo Total. Samba in your brain and in your weekend. Yeah. Mm-hmm.